Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Hours of drinking and arguing led to fatal Monday night shooting. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. 26-year-old Vincent Hackett has been charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of his 33-year-old half-sister, Haley Martinez. Police responded to reports of gunfire on Cary Avenue around 8 p.m. Monday night. Officers found Martinez with multiple gunshot wounds, including one to the head. She was rushed to Campbell County Memorial Hospital, but was pronounced deceased shortly after arrival. Hackett was arrested at the scene after calling 911 and admitting responsibility for the shooting. According to court documents, Hackett and Martinez had been drinking and arguing throughout the day. Witnesses say the argument escalated and Hackett allegedly shot Martinez in front of his mother and her three children. At his arraignment on Wednesday, Hackett told Circuit Judge Wendy Bartlett he had lived in Gillette his entire life and was unemployed. He also expressed his intent to hire a lawyer. His bond was set at $750,000 cash, with the judge citing the severity of the case. If convicted of second-degree murder, Hackett faces 20 years to life in prison. Wyoming lawmakers are considering a bill that would ban drop boxes in state elections. House Bill 131, sponsored by Representative Chris Knapp of Gillette, aims to ban the use of ballot drop boxes in Wyoming elections. County clerks testified against the measure, citing the security measures currently in place and noting that drop boxes provide greater voting accessibility during the 28-day early voting period. On Wake Up Wyoming with Vic Wright, Knapp outlined his three-step approach to election integrity.
When I think of election integrity, I think there's three pieces to it. One is we absolutely protect people's right to vote, but there's also two more pieces to election integrity. The second one is the chain of custody. And then the third tier is auditing. If an election has a question to it, for whatever reason, that we have the capability to audit.
Secretary of State Chuck Gray, a vocal critic of drop boxes, referenced concerns raised in the controversial film 2000 Mules, such as drop boxes being burned at locations around the country during the 2020 election. An amendment to the bill, passed 6-3, would require all mail-in ballots to be sent through the U.S. Postal Service. Critics argue this could lead to delays, but Knapp expressed openness to clarify aspects of the legislation at the clerk's request. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.